You might recall that Drover and I were on a very important mission of mercy, rushing back to ranch headquarters to sound the alert that Slim Chance was stranded on top of a windmill tower. But then a cottontail rabbit had darted across our path and, well, what's a dog supposed to do? There's no bad time to chase a rabbit, I always say, but Drover seemed to think it was a badger, not a rabbit. A badger? Are you crazy? Son, it was a cottontail rabbit, and I think he just ran into that hollow log over there. No, I think it was a badger. It was not a badger. Don't you know the difference between a badger and a cottontail? No, not really. What? One leg's the same. He blinked his eyes. I'll be darned. Maybe it was a rabbit. Of course it was. And now we face our sternest test of the day. Will we be slaves to our sense of higher duty, or will we pause just long enough to chase that little rabbit out of the log? Don't forget, Drover, that's our log, and the rabbit doesn't have permission to use it. What about Slim? Cowboys don't chase rabbits. This is a dog job. Yeah, but I thought he needed our help. Of course he does, but if he were here, I'm sure he'd want us to chase the rabbit. I plunged my mind into a state of deep concentration. Okay, son, I think I've come up with a battle plan. You take the north end of the log, and I'll take the south end. How come I have to take the north end? I narrowed my eyes at the runt. Because, Drover, there are only two ends of a log. If I take the south end, that leaves the north end for you. I can't make it any plainer than that. Yeah, but it's colder in the north, and I feel kind of chilly in this wind. It might be warmer on the south end. Fine, take the south end. I don't care, but the important thing is to stick our heads into our respective ends and bark the little trespasser out of our log. Oh, good, this'll be fun. It won't be fun, Drover. We don't have time for fun. This is strictly business. Oh, good, this'll be unfun. I gave the little mutt a pat on the shoulder. That's better. You mustn't forget that we're in the midst of a very important rescue mission. What would people say if they thought we stopped to chase a rabbit for mere fun and games? I didn't think of that. That's why I'm here, son, to guide your steps down the path of something. Oh, by the way, do you remember our procedures for barking rabbits? Well, let me think here. He wadded up his face and rolled his eyes around. We drop our front end on the ground, raise our hiney in the air, stick our head into the log, and bark. Very good. And while you're barking into the log, give your tail broad swings. All at once, his smile faded. How can I do broad swings when I've got a stub tail? Good point. I plunged myself into a moment of deep concentration. Okay, I think I've got it worked out. Since you can't do broad swings with your stub tail, try using frenzied wiggles. He stared at me. Frenzied wiggles? Right. They're similar to normal wiggles, only you turn up the volume. Oh, yeah, I remember now. I think I can do it. Great. Let's get to work.